episode 63. What's up, everybody? We're the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Dude Drink. Got my boy, Swags. What's up, dude?
What is up?
Episode 63, that's what's up.
That's what's up. It's about so, damn time.
That last episode was fun that we did, the free agency one, where we hit it like at lunch, right as the stuff was coming through. It was still tampering day. It wasn't even for real, but it all came true. Like, that was fun.
Definitely. Dude, yeah, it happened so fast. Like, that was a
right.
That was a fun beginning to free agency for sure. You're just like, what the hell is going on? You're watching your teams get like fixed by one signing and fall apart by one signing
because somebody
becomes irrelevant.
Incorrect. My team, the Dolphins, we didn't fix shit.
I meant your fantasy teams.
We broke it all.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But that's very true. It's crazy. So, and then stuff just kind of kept happening too. It slowed down, but LeGarrette Blount to my Lions. I don't know what I feel about Blount to Lions. My initial thought on that one was, why? Like, what the hell's going on? But then you think about it, and as a team move, it's not horrible.
It gives you that thumper. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you know, and then we had all those other guys that kind of did the same thing. It does make me wonder if Ameer Abdullah could have a decent, like, Theo Riddick role and it, what happens and to those two out. Guys.
Okay. I gotcha.
I think that...
Which one do you want to own the most?
Which one do I want to own the most?
Who would be the most fantasy productive this year? I don't get to ask you too many questions, so I'm asking during.
Well, I think that Riddick is safer.
Riddick. Okay. In full PPR... You're going to get at least a handful of points every week from him.
Yeah, I think he's proven his role. I do wonder if that should have been the Ameer Abdullah role from the get instead of trying to make him the quote-unquote thumper, which he obviously was nothing close. It's just not what he does, and he's not he's not speedy or elusive like Jamal Charles was. You know what I mean? So he just couldn't play that role. I don't know. I think the time is done.
Yeah, I mean, you get him reunited with your head coach, Patricia, there when he had what? You said 18 touchdowns 2 years ago?
Yep, 18 touchdowns with the Patriots that Super Bowl year and then went to win a Super Bowl with the Eagles. I mean, he's got tons of playoff experience.
Yeah, that's streak line this year. I'm sorry, buddy. But, over under LeGarrette Blount 9 touchdowns this year.
I think that's right around the area I'd want to say, you know.
I want to make you say 10. That's kind of why I put it there.
I'll say 11.
All right, fair enough.
I don't want to say what you're going to make me say.
I meant double digits. That's
why
I put it in.
I'm drinking. Yeah, dude, I'll say 10 to 12.
Fair enough. I mean, I think if you're getting double digits from Blount, he will be the highest producer there. I mean, I get that Riddick will be safer, but if I got to play that game, I'll take the handful of touchdowns, you know, those two touchdown games sometimes. So
I mean, Blount gets a bad rap, even speaking for myself, giving him one, and he's not my favorite player, but not a lot of crappy players get 18 touchdowns in one season.
That's fair. That's a big fat Blount. I have to say it. One of the most hyped ones lately here, especially on Twitter, I see McKinnon goes to the 49ers. How does that all work out there? Kind of same situation now. But they paid him so much money, like he's got to be the guy, right?
Yeah. You would think so.
So does that kick Joe Williams out and Breda still stays
Did you in that see mix? Like, any you, of you see the,
McKinnon being that workhorse back for them?
Yeah, I think that's what they see. Or that's what they want. I mean, that's what they just paid him to be, in my opinion, or at least a big role. They didn't pay him to be behind sophomores, you know what I mean? Yeah. Did you see any of the tweets from Breda or Joe Williams after that happened?
Ooh, I did not.
So,
Mr. Twitter over here.
Breda was super excited, and I'm not quoting him, but he was kind of... Like, there's in man, we'll find him, but he pretty much said, you know, there's my Batman to Robin, like, that's the guy I'm going to be working with. And Joe Williams put up a gif of Cam Newton just super annoyed and like looking really pissed off. So you're kind of like, huh, like what's going on? So on the bright side of that, Joe Williams felt like his time was coming.
Sure.
If you can find one in that. but then there's the other side that he also knows, like, oh great, I'm the odd man out.
Right.
And then like from the team aspect of it, I don't think that looks great either. I looked today, that tweet is still up, so he wasn't like shy or bashful about it and taking it down or anything.
Yeah.
But so it kind of makes you think, like, when you see Breda saying that, like, Breda felt like he was going to have the passing role and McKinnon the short yardage, and et cetera. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
McKinnon's going to be the lead back, but then what happens after that? And before that tweet, I would have said, well, Joe Williams, because, you know, I'm a truther. But after just seeing into that, and when you read between the lines, you're kind of like, okay, so it's Breda. And then
right. They
want Joe Williams still, but I don't know. 49ers are sitting on a lot of running backs that I kind of like. Sure. I mean, because
even your boy McNichols is still there.
Seriously. And so, I mean, they have a weird amount of options, you know what I mean? Like, they could have by all means just had McNichols at least try to be the thumper and then just gone with Joe Williams and Breda and probably been sort of decent, but they decided to go out and pay some money to McKinnon. Well, what do you think? You know, that was longer than I thought we'd spend on that.
Right?
I didn't mean to take it all the time.
No, it's good, and I still feel like the Niners, they're going to draft a running back. I'm not saying it's early, but don't be surprised. I don't know what to do with all that mess. I mean, I feel like all of that is a hold unless I have McKinnon, and I'm probably selling McKinnon because I think the hype is too high. And like I said, you kind of mentioned, there's just a lot of pieces there, and I think they're going to add to it. I really do.
I sold McKinnon for a 2019 first.
I don't think that's bad, but I think that's underselling right now even.
It probably was. I sold quick, and then I started seeing like what was happening afterwards, and I felt like I should have waited. But I did sell that. Yeah,
I've seen some stuff like mid-first round this year for him. So
yep. And then I sold him.
First this year.
I sold him in another league. I traded away Derrick Henry and McKinnon, and I got back Hunt and the 10th overall pick. Or 11th overall. It was 11th overall, pardon me. So 11th overall and Hunt for McKinnon and Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I'll take your side in that one, but it's close. I mean, Henry hype is kind of crazy now with the Deion Lewis going there. I don't know that we talked about that one last time, so why don't we jump into that real quick?
Yeah.
Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry.
It doesn't really worry me for Henry like it did a lot of other people. I don't think there's going to be too many teams like the Rams. And, I mean, even Rams are having guys come in to visit to play behind Gurley. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams just using one running back.
Yeah.
I think that Deion Lewis complements Derrick Henry better than Murray and Henry complemented each other. So I think the roles will be a little bit different.
A little more defined. Like, you know, what you get from both each game instead of trying to pick if Derrick Henry's going to burst break one off to make it worth it.
Yep. But I think it hurt his value a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, everybody thought, okay, now we're going to get a third down back out of Henry like everybody's thinking. But yep. I like where your head's at. Like, I think both startable every week. And, you know, that touchdown potential for both will take them over the top. And then that RB1 territory week in, week out, I think.
I did go out and get Deion Lewis in one league that I own Derrick Henry in, and I kind of want to get that combo if I can.
Sure. I'm not necessarily tied to having both of them, but I get it. I'm not a huge Deion Lewis fan, but I think that's more due to injury, not really his production.
Yep. But if either of those backs go down, like if even for some reason
for sure.
Henry gets hurt. I mean, Deion Lewis would be a value at that point. I know we're looking into the future, but...
Yeah, and we're speculating about injury. But,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to pick one to get injured, I'll take Deion Lewis all day long.
Yep.
You want board bet that one? That
no, feels wrong.
Let's
no,
not do it.
No.
Who gets hurt first? let's get off of running backs for a minute. How about the weird Ravens situation? You see that where they signed Ryan Grant, failed a physical. That's stupid. He's now with the Colts.
Yep.
But Crabtree ends up at the Ravens. So let's stay with the Ravens. They also get John Brown, who can also never stay healthy. So they now have a tall, fast guy that can't stay healthy in Perryman and a small, fast guy in Perryman can't stay healthy. Crabtree. And only one Crabtree. There I want. You don't even want it because it's Flacco?
Well, man, Ravens are one of
your boy Macklin's gone.
The exceptions, it seems like they've been able to make some of the old wide receivers viable right away. But I still don't know if I love it. I mean, it sounds like Mike Wallace will still be there.
Yep.
Man, I don't know. A third, 2018 third, that's about all I'm willing to pay. He's 30 years old, been passed around teams. I don't know.
Guess kind of speculation that he wasn't even a locker room guy in Raiders, and that's why he left, because I feel like he should have stayed there. That would have been – we can jump to that one. So the Raiders signed Jordy. Cooper, Jordy, Crabtree sounds pretty awesome, but that's not going to happen. How about Jordy Nelson? Jordy Nelson or Crabtree?
I'd probably want Crabtree.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How much would you probably want it? I'll take it.
All day, every day.
Nice. Two episodes. Third mic. Put that one on the board.
Yeah, for sure.
Jordy Nelson this year.
Without a doubt. Like,
for your Crabtree. Yeah, you liked him a lot. I like it. Appreciate that. Got another easy win.
Yeah, but they were going to sign somebody else too.
Yeah, Decker.
Visiting. That's right. I knew it. Yeah, I should have just known it wasn't worth talking about.
Right.
All right, we'll move on.
I was like, is he going to say it? All right, you're up. Go.
Throw punch. So. Oh, man.
All right. How about Jimmy Graham? We missed that one. We both picked the Saints.
I don't care.
On the free agent frenzy day.
Yeah.
You don't like it in the Packers now? You don't care?
No, I don't. I think he'll be all right. Like, he's ownable. But I think that there's a few teams where if a tight end goes to, I'm just like, ugh, that hurts. The last tight end they've had was Jermichael McFinley. And... they've had some names go through there every year that you're kind of excited about, and it's always the same crap. I'm not buying in.
Sure. I mean, you don't like the narrative there. What I hear other people saying is that, well, he's never had the tight end like Jimmy Graham. Right? None of them has been as good as Jimmy Graham. Is that true, though, right now? Like, post-injury, age of Jimmy Graham?
Jared Cook went to the Raiders and made me wish I owned Jared Cook after he was with the Packers. And I'm not saying they're the same player, but irrelevant tight end left the Packers and was relevant on another team, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
But, yeah, I'm just not interested. I think it hurts his production. It may help his value for now. I would definitely sell Jimmy Graham.
Okay, what about the – Were you right with Jimmy? You know, Jordy Nelson isn't there now, so the touchdowns are going to go to Jimmy Graham. You said Blunt at 10 to 12 touchdowns. Blunt more touchdowns than Jimmy Graham this year?
Jordy Nelson hasn't been there in a while.
Damn. Answer my question.
Dude, I don't know. I just don't see it. I think it's going to be Cobb, Ty Montgomery, and Adams.
Okay.
I don't know. He'll get some touchdowns. He'll get some play if he stays healthy. Four touchdowns for Jimmy Graham?
Four. I'm definitely taking the over. But,
yeah. You can put that on a board bet, too.
Four? I'll definitely take over.
Yeah.
All right. Jimmy Graham. Definitely, yep. Give me that one.
Third mic,
I don't know if you have a way to write that one on the board.
We said we are only talking for like 35 minutes today. We'll see how many board bets we can get in.
That's what we're trying here. Didn't even plan it. That's perfect. How about the Jags? The Jags added Moncrief. and got rid of Hearns. Cool, brought back Glee.
Yeah.
What, do you want any of that now?
Well, any then piece? They've still got Didi and Keenan Cole.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, they also brought in ASJ and released Mercedes Lewis.
That's right, like, yep.
What's going on over there?
I mean, they're making moves at least. I think that they're going to try to have it be Moncrief and Marquis Lee.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think? I mean...
I would think so. They pay Moncrief a bunch of money, like 1 year, like 9.5, all guaranteed or something crazy. Yep. Like, you're at least going to afford him the opportunity to give you back some of that.
Yeah.
He is not going to return investment, but I mean, if it's the Jags receiver now I'm taking a flyer on, all right, maybe it's Moncrief. Like,
I think I would want Marquis Lee. He's
supposed to be big and fast and stay healthy. Okay. Just the rapport with Bortles, and now he's there for a little while.
Yeah, he's the one that they believed in enough to keep around, you know?
That's true. I mean, would you rather... I know A-Rob probably wanted out, I get it, but you paid enough money to keep A-Rob.
Right.
So if you're the Jags, would you rather have Moncrief and Lee right now or A-Rob? I get they made that decision, but you as the...
I would rather have A-Rob.
Just talent-based, and I know it's one position over two, but yeah, give me A-Rob.
So. I would rather have A-Rob, and then you could sign him to a better contract next year after you're not paying that crazy inflated one-year Bortles price.
Right, right. So,
I don't know, man. I think they should have kept Allen Robinson around. I was really excited to see that with the way the teams changed and stuff, but apparently they weren't. Nor was he. I don't know. But, man, I'm excited to see him in Chicago now, too, but I don't know. The things the Jags have done the last few years have kind of come full course the last year here. And
sure. They still have a nice window here where they can go challenge up there. Let's go to the Bears since you went there, because I think we talked about Trey Burton and obviously A-Rob going there last time. They bring in Taylor Gabriel. Small piece there. I just want to mention it for – I think that kind of hurts Burton and a little bit of Cohen too, where I thought maybe those guys would kind of take over, you know, more possession type stuff. Do you see Gabriel being more that Tyreek Hill mode? Like, you know, at least use. I know they're not the same player, but...
I totally agree with you. Except I don't think... See, I'm not buying into Trey Burton the same way everybody else is. I think that that's still going to be Shaheen's role, and Trey Burton's going to play a role more similar to a traditional tight end and do some blocking and stuff, and still be there on the field and get some passing plays, but I think that they want to open Shaheen up a little bit.
Okay.
I do think that Gabriel will take away from some of that.
Fantasy-wise, I wish Gabriel wouldn't have signed there, because I liked a lot of those pieces more. So, football move.
But they're, man, they're making that receiving core a little bit better.
Definitely.
I think having Gabriel and Allen Robinson and then couple decent tight ends, one a little bit more up and coming, but
yeah, I mean, and you're waiting Cam Meredith, Kevin White, like, I both super injured but can be or hopefully uber talented. So if you're adding that as your third you know what I mean, wide receiver out there option, like,
Meredith's looking around at teams though, isn't he?
He's on a tender, like a $2 million or something like that, so I haven't heard anything about that move, but still.
Yeah.
Man, how about the Patriots? I don't really want to, but Jeremy Hill goes there. They also signed Rex Burkhead a couple years. Yep. What do you want to do back there? James White's still there, so it's still kind of a three-headed monster. Gillislee.
Gillislee's still there,
most
yeah.
people, yeah, forgot about that guy.
Yep.
We talk all about time we don't want a Patriots running back, but give me one.
Jeremy Hill, Gillislee, Burkhead, James White, that order.
Oof. Interesting. You really, really believe in the buyback of Jeremy Hill. Is that because you bought all these super cheap shares and just needed to happen? I think it's Burkhead. I think Burkhead at the end of the year if he can stay healthy. But obviously, we say that about all those guys because obviously they can't be.
I think Jeremy Hill's probably the most talented running back on that team, and he can.
I don't disagree with that.
Catch some passes and he can run it. It'd be silly to have Burkhead assume that role, in my opinion. But it is the Patriots, so.
I mean, Jeremy Hill, 1 year, 1 year, $1.5 million. Burkhead signed a 3-year deal, almost $10 million. Yeah. I know the Patriots don't give a crap about what they spend. They see it, but I would even take that one if you want to somehow squeeze another board bet in. All
right, there you go. Board bet my, number three, Jeremy Hill versus Burkhead.
Burkhead. For the win, Burkhead. Sexy Rexy taking it home.
Cheese and rice.
What time is it?
I don't want well, to Well, it's time to go back to the Lions, because this morning we signed Luke Wilson, and I'm supposed to sound excited about this.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell? Like, we get rid of two tight ends that I was kind of starting to like, and this is where we're at. I don't
Wilson, a very good blocking tight end. Patricia and, wanting to get, you know, want to run some two tight end sets maybe. So you've got that guy, and then you go draft your playmaking tight end in this one. I don't know.
Or you don't have one, and that becomes Galladay. Not as a tight end, but they, I mean, they just run a lot of three wide receiver sets, and that's what I'm starting to wonder, too, you know, if it's just going to be a lot of three wide receiver sets with a couple nice blocking tight ends and
to help out the line, and all right.
I don't know, man. I don't know what else it could be. I'm not happy with it. Fantasy-wise,
you don't want a tight end there that's going to take away from those other guys there, right? Like, you'd rather have Galladay be on the field
70% of the time if that's instead the case, of having to
play Ebron. Right?
If that's the case, yeah. But we'll see. Maybe we draft one. You know, that'd be sweet. I'd love to draft a good tight end in Detroit.
Well, yeah. What if you got awesome the Penn State kid, Gesicki? You know what I mean? Kind of all around, super athlete, good blocker, good catcher. Or you go get like Dallas Goedert and just big, tall playmaking guy. You know, make crazy one hand catches, out jump everybody.
Oh, I'd like Goedert.
But I mean, then that takes away from all three of those wide receivers. But you want the guy to stretch the middle of the field? Didn't you just ship that off in Ebron? Andy?
I don't know, dude. You have to wonder what our direction will be, because we have three decent wide receivers that, I don't know. Patricia's going to be looking to continue to add a little bit more of his own identity, and I wonder what will happen to that team.
Yeah, definitely in a transition here. The draft will be fun for you guys. Just to see, I think you'll have some interesting fantasy pieces coming on board too.
Yeah.
Even though Patricia's a defensive guy.
And then, who else are still free agents? Like, there's Frank Gore, DeMarco Murray. Gordon.
Yep.
Mike Davis is looking around a little bit. Your boy Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles. Do any of those guys get signed to teams?
I think Murray probably gets a deal before any of the other ones. I think the other guys are probably looking more like a preseason week one, week two injury fill-ins.
All right, so
I wouldn't mind Gore going somewhere.
That's what I was going to ask you. If you were on your team, the Dolphins, and they sign a running back, whether you like it or not, would you rather it be Frank Gore or DeMarco Murray for a one-year deal, just a one-year, $4 million deal?
I mean, at this point, Dolphins are going to suck. I wouldn't mind if Gore wants to come home. You know, he went to University of Miami, South Florida kid. I'd rather see Gore go chase a ring. You damn sure ain't getting it.
No. But you're looking too far into it. I'm just saying, like, who would you rather have if your team was really good and ready to play? Like, who do you think could help your team more?
Murray.
Okay. I'd rather have Gore for a year.
I think
even at his age, I think Murray has better. Good.
Sure. Health wise, Gore play more games if they're both on a team week one. Yeah, I'll give you that. But I think potential to help all around is DeMarco.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying there. While he's on the field,
yeah,
he's
you might not get six. You won't get 16 out of it, but the 11 that he'll give me will be much more productive than probably Gore's, you know, 15.
Yeah, he's definitely got a lot more tangible elements to his game at this point. But I'll tell you what, dude, I would have bought a Frank Gore Detroit Lions jersey, but I won't buy a LeGarrette Blount one.
That's interesting. Why?
Just for the kid. Nothing. I don't know. Frank Gore is, I don't know.
You don't want the back of your kid's shirt saying Blunt.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Frank Gore.
Yeah. I mean, hell of a dude. You know, by all accounts, you know, one of the hardest working guys out there and still doing it. Even as a University of Miami guy, which I don't hate as much So, but still not a huge fan of. You have to respect it. Hell of a player and fun to watch. Yeah, it always comes back to that. Sorry.
Always.
That's just how it is.
You're like the best now. And worst homer now, all at South. The same time.
Right? Thanks, buddy. I'm drinking to that. I don't really. Is there anybody else? Whatever.
Whatever.
Let's do a 2-minute breakdown.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. I'm not what? Doing the 2-minute breakdown with you.
Oh.
Where do you think Jordan Matthews signs?
Why didn't he sign in Arizona? Wasn't he out there?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering, too. That's the last
that one made the most sense.
And I thought it would happen, especially with Fitz being a little older and on his way out. And
let Matthews play outside this year and move into the slot next year when Fitz bounces.
No idea what he's asking for or anything, but man, he's...
$1 million. He's probably more than that.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
How about Dallas? But I hear Hearns maybe going to Dallas.
Huh,
something crazy. Something crazy about cutting Dez and replacing him with Hearns. I mean, I've said they should cut Dez, but that was like getting A-Rob or Sammy. Like, you missed on all those guys. You got to keep Dez now. Why can't you bring Hearns on the other side?
Yeah.
Dallas should bring Hearns and Jordan Matthews and draft somebody. Give Dax somebody else. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, I like that. You could probably get both those guys relatively cheap, too.
Right?
Man.
They should. And then draft James Washington over the top. That would be awesome.
Man, I don't know. I just think Jordan Matthews should be on a team by now. Maybe he's asking for too much.
Yeah, and he's always injured, so maybe it's a Ryan Grant situation where, I mean, we haven't heard it yet, but maybe teams are like, your injury history doesn't help.
But, I mean, he played 16 games his first and second year. Then I think he played 10 his third year. And then last year was the year that when he got traded and he lost most of the season to surgeries and stuff getting right.
But it was like... So he played 10 that third year, but it was the first 10. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, the last almost full season and a half, 2 seasons, like, he hasn't. That's all. What have you done for me lately kind of deal, I think.
Yeah.
But I think he's talented, and maybe it's got to be him asking too much.
Would you rather have Robbie Anderson or
Jordan Matthews?
Jordan Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about – Robbie Anderson's crazy. I mean, obviously – That's not even the craziest situation that happened lately. I don't want to speak on that until we hear more.
Same with, like, Kelvin Benjamin. Like, it's hard to talk to you about this one. So,
right.
I think
let's bring it up.
Because Robbie Anderson's actually what made me want to talk about this. So, Robbie Anderson is actually, his ADP is actually higher than Kelvin Benjamin's right now.
That's stupid.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely stupid.
Go out and try to see how cheap you can get Kelvin Benjamin and get back with Two Drink on the Twitter feed. I'd love to hear
that. Yeah, how cheap can you get him? And if you have Robbie Anderson and can get anything for him, I'm trading him.
Yeah.
Anything.
But I think that Kelvin Benjamin is a good buy low candidate right now. Like I told you, they haven't signed anybody. They may draft somebody. But I mean, I don't think that it's going to be, I don't know, Zay Jones is not playing, probably, we can say, right?
Right. Yeah.
Safe to say. We won't even go into it, but.
Right. With AJ McCarron throwing to him, sweet.
I don't know. I don't mind it. He's only 27 years old.
How cheap?
I don't know. That's tough. You got to look at your team and, yeah, let us know how cheap. I'll be trying to, and I'll let you know. Next episode, I'll have a couple extra shares of Kelvin Benjamin for better or worse.
If you're listening, I want to know how cheap you got Kelvin Benjamin for. I don't want to pay a lot for him.
No,
but
you don't.
I might have to throw swags a bone.
Yeah, and Two Drinks even just like, well, I'll take him, but you got to give me something, and I'm not giving you anything.
Wow. All right, so the Twitter trade. Poll, not trade, that I put up there was Kelvin Benjamin and a 2019 third. Yeah. And I'm not going to give Swags anything other than Kenny Golladay. And you actually wanted me to give you the 2019 third.
Yeah, that's funny.
But
so,
I incorrectly read that.
When we first started talking, I wanted the third, and he took me the wrong way.
Yeah, I took it the wrong way. I took it as in, that's stupid. I definitely need more, but I'll put it up there for you.
And
we
then,
didn't get a lot of votes on it. I didn't have it up there for very long, but 66%
to the Galladay side.
202 votes picked Galladay,
which makes me, I don't know, man. I like Kenny Galladay, and I obviously want him, but we're taking a 25-year-old third wide receiver on a team versus a 27-year-old first wide receiver on a team.
Oh, yep.
So, I don't know.
Okay. You should just ask me your questions, fool. 2 minute break, I am.
Well, that's not fair. What were you going to say?
Let's do your questions first.
All right. Let's
make sure we can get those in.
Oh, we'll get them in. All right. You ready?
Do it.
What is your favorite free agent signing so far? Are you timing this? Graham.
Fuck, we start over.
Jesus Christ. I forgot to ask you.
Wait, hold on. Let me get my answer. All right, got it. Go.
All right.
And now, your 2 minute breakdown.
Favorite free agent signing?
Sammy Watkins. What?
DeMarco Murray or Marshawn Lynch?
Oh, you fucker. Pass.
How many touchdowns did Jordan Matthews have his rookie season?
7.
8. Where did that rank among the rookie wide receivers that year?
2nd.
4th. Favorite Easter candy?
Not Peeps. Reese's eggs.
Least favorite free agent signing?
Gabriel.
DeMarco Murray, Frank Gore, AP, Jamal Charles. Who signs first? Kind of already asked you that.
DeMarco. So. Answered it. You're welcome.
Rank the Lions wide receivers in order.
Marvin Jones, Kenny Golden Tate, Kenny Galladay.
Sammy Watkins or Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
What temp do you want your steak cooked?
Nice. Medium rare.
Will Cooper Kupp continue to play the slot?
Yes, but not exclusively. Mainly still. 90%.
How was your fake Led Zeppelin concert?
Get the Let Out was fucking amazing, 4th year in a row. All up and down the East Coast. Check them out.
That was it, dude.
You
can tell us all about your show if you want.
I'll take Marshawn Lynch over DeMarco right now until DeMarco has a team, because I didn't answer that one earlier.
Yeah.
But Get the Let Out was awesome. Florida Theater in Jacksonville. If you ever come to Jacksonville, you should see a show there. It's amazing. Built in like the 20s. Super cool. I got 5 seconds left. Great job, March Madness, Toys for Tots, My Bracket Sucks. But I did better than Swags.
Click submit. That was my kids, motherfucker.
Timer. Oh, blame it on your kids. Nice.
I don't even know what happened.
That was a timer. It didn't timer. I stopwatched it up instead of timered it.
No, I meant with my bracket. I don't care about the timer.
You didn't click submit the second time. Yeah. It was like submit, and then it's like, are you really sure? It only does that when your bracket sucks.
I'm just telling my kids I won. I donated, though. I still donated.
That's good. I have Virginia winning it all, and as you know, that's still happening.
You got to go get on play line before I hear George nagging at me some more.
Yep, he nags a lot.
Yeah.
But yes, we did donate, so thank you to everybody that donated. I want to say it was like, what, almost over $200 donated? Some people didn't even want to put a bracket in. So, great job, George, nephew.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess we're out of here.
All right, tell me who you are.
I'm at DFF underscore swag.
You're on Twitter somewhere.
Dude, you can't even, like, let me, now that I'm doing it good, you gotta interrupt me just to fuck it up.
Payback's a bitch. I'm not sure what for.
Go buy low on Kelvin Benjamin. Don't talk to drink about it.
What'd you do?
Tell you why. Where'd you go?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
I'm out of here. I'm
no, don't go anywhere. I'm FL two drink minimum or at FF underscore breakdown. There it is. Perfect.
And I'm DFF underscore swag.
You already told us, and I messed it up the second time.
No. Nope.
So, Kelvin Benjamin, Randall Cobb, 2019 second for Kenny Dolly and Joku. You're welcome.
Can you say that one more time? I wasn't ready for this.
I just changed my mind.
Oh.
So, I'm going to give you Kenny Galladay and Njoku. Yeah. This is in the one we just did. Whatever.
What am I giving you?
You're going to give me Kelvin Benjamin, Randall Cobb, and that second round pick in 2018 you have, so I can get a tight end.
So 2.08?
Yes.
For Njoku.
It gives you Galladay and Njoku. You're welcome.
And you're giving me...
I'm giving you Galladay and Njoku. This is not buying low on Kelvin Benjamin, y'all. So go out there and beat this offer. Because you can get him for cheaper because Swag just told you that.
I'll do that deal. I'll do that.
You're welcome. You fuck.
I'll do that. You didn't want me to.
No, I didn't. But my team's pretty badass. And I've pulled some pretty good trades, I would say.
You're deep
lately,
as hell at wide receiver. With, like, good wide receivers. Like, you're not deep, like, oh, I've got a lot of depth. You're, like, I can't even start Allen Robinson depth.
I mean, I could, but I like...
But you know what I'm saying. You're deep. Like, yeah. Like, you did amazing at with so wide receivers in that draft.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And I've somehow pulled out a couple running backs that I super like. Like Melvin Gordon.
Man, I don't know if I want to do that deal.
I heard you. Why don't you want to do it now?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I mostly do. I think I believe in Randall Cobb and Kelvin Benjamin more than anybody.
You definitely believe in them more than me. So I'm going out on a stretch here. But I kind of want that 208 or whatever it is. I got 206, so. I was going to ask for the 201. Felt like that was kind of greedy.
We are the hell out of here. I think we just made a deal, even if we both don't like it. And we might have to send
doesn't
that
make
shit
sense?
Out.
We should do it, and then I'm going to put it out there.
Yo, but seriously, it's like a lot of times if some of the best deals, you should both feel kind of wary about. You shouldn't both just feel like fucking A, killed that. You know what I mean? Like, you should...
I don't know. I fucked with you the other night for a little while, moving A-Rob and stuff, so I kind of feel bad. And like, I was like, oh, you know what? I could make this happen. And
I don't
like,
want
I
a sympathy like trade.
Back. No, I like the pieces back. You've made good points on him. I got Aaron Rodgers, so I would like something to stack with him over there in this league. So I'll take Randall Cobb. I definitely don't believe in KB like you do, but like you said, I'm deep there. So if he happens to pop, like it would be nice on my bench and find ways to get in and matchups.
All right. You want to send that out? You want me to?
I mean, I felt like I did the work already in my head, so you should put it down.
All right, I'll work it.
Did we leave yet?
We're out of here, guys. We've never got a trade done on the air. We've tried for years.
Years. Nice. Come find me on the Twitter sphere, FF Breakdown. I'm going to put that shit out there as soon as he doesn't bitch out and give it to me. So come vote and tell me why I was nice to Swag.
Later.
Bye, guys. Bye.
What?